Mark, fantastic end to the season.
Yeah, and you know the script is what we hope for, because at the end of the day, is that there's 12 or 15 players leaving us at the end of the season. So we believe we could beat, you know, get the result today, and they did. And you know, it takes me back a few years when you know a certain Sheffield Eagles played in the Challenge Cup final and beat Wigan against all odds. And today was, you know, it was destiny, and the boys dreamed about winning the game. You know, they've been a pleasure. Really enjoyed them. It's been probably our most successful season. And to top it off with a performance like that, to nil a Super League team in the second 40 minutes, speaks volumes of the group of people that are, you know, that I've got here and had here. And now, you know, the next part of the story, you know, it'll be different. But, you know, immensely proud of them. And you know, it's a shame that probably everybody didn't take this weekend as serious as us, because we might have been in a different position, might we? And another team might have been playing at home instead of than away. So, yeah, I'm pleased. And we can't take it away from this group of people that we've had here this year. And we set ourselves an objectives in November last year about finishing the top four and challenging ourselves in the middle eight. And we certainly have done that. You know, the first couple of weeks were tough. There's no doubt about it in the middle eight, because there were a bit of adversity when we were telling people that they won't be here next year. But from the Halifax game, this group has, you know, really got back into it, bought into it, and delivered the perfect birthday present for me today.
Oh, happy birthday. And you mentioned that to Lance Todd as well. I thought I'd get that in for you as well. I mean, looking at the performance itself, how much was it based on skill and how much on emotion today?
I think it was all emotion, and that's what we spoke about, memories and remembering this, because, you know, we're a long time retired and we're a long time going in different, you know, different journeys. But it was all about memories, and certainly emotion played a massive part of it. And you could see that at the start of the second half. There was no way that they were going to score. All that pressure they had, but they just kept turning up and throwing the bodies where it needed to go. And was it skill? I think we played some decent stuff, but we're a bit tense and a bit lacked a little bit of composure. But for effort and commitment and desire and the will and the want to win the game, I think it was certainly 100%. And that doesn't surprise me with the group. You know, there's some hardened people that have been with me a long time. You know, Don Brambini's had 6 years with Sheffield Eagles. Scotty Turner, you know, for Missy Talapapa, 6 years, you know. And then there's people who's been here a couple of years, you know, who's going to be leaving us. So, yeah, it was emotional. It's draining. And tonight we'll celebrate the end of a very, very successful season in the history of Sheffield Eagles.
Yeah, where do you put that on the scale? Challenge Cup final win, obviously top, but
I think 100%, because it meant so much to so many people, just like it did in that 98. And they wanted to so much sign off correctly and with a massive win. And you know what? The fans out there today were great, wasn't it? They then stood and they were, they should be immensely proud of this group, because nobody gives us a chance. Nobody at the beginning of the season gives us a chance. And I don't suppose anybody will give us a chance next year, will they? But we like it like that. But it certainly ranks as one of the finest hours that I've been involved in 30 years with Sheffield Eagles.
And from a Yorkshire point of view, Halifax off the bottom or down there, Sheffield Eagles off the bottom this afternoon, and Lee Centurion's bottom of the table.
It's all gone Pete Tong for him, hasn't it? It's gone wrong for him. And sometimes you set yourself up to fall, don't you? And lessons that I've learned over the years is just keep your modesty and keep your head down and work away and work hard to get what you want. And the people are going to be, you know, when you're going up there, don't make enemies. And I think when you do, they're all laughing at you at the end, aren't they? But, you know, it's about us. And Halifax have had a great year. We've had a great year. Gutted, because actually we believe going into this game today we could win it. And we put a massive incentive for these guys to finish sixth, because obviously they were a massive bonus for the club and the boys were going to come out of it. So we wanted to go in the game to win it and believe we could have made a massive difference for the club. And I were a bit deflated yesterday because Bradford, you know, rested 9 players in a massive game. I mean, if I was there now, I'd be really disappointed, because they'd been playing at home next week, wouldn't they? Which is crazy. So, but again, it's about this group. They've been an absolute champion group to work with, and probably the best I've had here at the club in the last 15 years.
And you've got one or two tough, probably emotional goodbyes to say to one or two of these lads, because you're moving on full-time next year. It's going to be a completely different feel to the whole place, isn't it, next time around? Where are you going to get your players from? Have you got some...
I've got them.
Got them sorted out?
Yeah, I mean, we're nearly there with the squad, and obviously... the respect for the people that are leaving, I want them to have the moment, and you know, there's you know, some, and I don't do Facebooks and things like that, but there's been some messages on there from some of the players that have been saying the farewells, and I want them to have the moment, the hour, because they deserve that. And then, you know, as we build into the off season, we'll start announcing the squad. But yeah, it's going to be different, and you know, it's one of them that I'm comfortable with, because at the end of the day, you know, consistency comes with continuity, and I don't change too many things over the years. But for different reasons, you know, people have got good jobs and they can't commit to going full time. They've got families, and we're not offering the massive amounts of money that people, you know, do. So you respect them for that. And there's some that's come as far as we can go. We've got to get down. We've got to get 22-man squad, which we're very close to now, and actually focus in. And I believe that by being full-time and working on 20-odd hours a week, we can bond them together quite quickly. So that's important for us. But it's going to be a new challenge. Excited. I'm really excited. But I've got to say, this moment is about them guys that have run the blood to water today. And they should have the next few weeks to savour it. And, you know, I suppose Mad Monday is going to be as mad as ever tomorrow. They're going to go out and we're going to have a few beers tonight and sign off. And Wednesday we'll have a closed-down meeting. And they'll, you know, they'll all go on the different paths for their journey. But then we'll start, releasing the names. And I'm excited about it, definitely, because it's a different chapter. I've dreamed about, you know, taking Sheffield back full time, and hopefully one day being able to compete in Super League. Well, we've certainly competed today in Super League, haven't we?
Certainly have. I hope you enjoy your celebration. Just one final question, Mark. Then you've seen Wakefield today at first hand. Bradford Wakefield next week. Which team do you expect to be playing in the Championship next year against you?
Well, I think it's a tough one, because at the end of the day, I fancy Bradford at home, and I think they made a massive a poor decision yesterday, because they'd have got home advantage. They didn't believe we could beat Wakefield. If they'd have phoned me and asked me, I'd have told them. But I think they've made a poor decision there, because if they'd been at home, I'd have fancied Bradford. But actually, you go back to when they played at Wakefield last time and what happened. So that is going to be there to haunt them, and I think it's a decision that they might come to regret. And probably Wakefield, what they wanted today, I mean, I thought Danny Kermont were great today, and it's his first game back for them. I think they've got some players back in there, haven't they? So, you know, if I put my hat on the in the ring, I suppose I might go for home advantage, might win a bit.